Grandmother's famous blackberry pie has always been a winner. So I made it for the bi-weekly vegetarian co-op Thursday potluck dinner. Well, the wise old vegan master said, dessert first, that's my motto. But when he took his first bite, he turned greener than an avocado. He spat it out and rinsed out his mouth and said words I can't repeat. But to paraphrase, these berries are impure, not fit for us to eat. Well, everybody was staring at me like they thought I was satanic. I said, how can that be? The berries are certified USDA organic. He said they may be certified, but my taste buds never lie. There are genes transplanted from a cow in this blackberry pie. Well, everyone was up in arms and said it was absurd. So we decided to go to that berry farm and make our voices heard. We don't want meat berry pie or hog applesauce or cucumbers crossed with snails. Don't give us veggie veal or fishy cornmeal or grapes with blubber from whales. If you offer me oats with genes from goats, then I will just say see ya. Although you might not die from a meat berry pie, well, we got to the farm and marched right in, but we couldn't believe our eyes. There were combination veggie beasts of every shape and size. We saw carrot ducks, zucchini sheep, and frogweed running loose. They had wranglers roping berry cows. Their whips were stained with juice. They'd mixed pelican with melon to make the songbird called Canto, and flightless cabbage chicken that was worthy of Monsanto. Shortly we were face to face with the head of the operation. We said, Mr. Stop, this travesty of genetic combination. We don't want meat berry pie or hog applesauce or cucumbers crossed with snails. Don't give us veggie fishy cornmeal or grapes with blubber from whales. If you offer me oats with genes from goats, then I will just say see ya. Although you might not die from a meat berry pie, it's a very bad idea. I thought we'd made an impact with our frank and honest talk, but when shook his hand, it was a green and leafy stalk. Yes, he was 25% broccoli and 100% nuts. He laughed an evil laugh and said, my squash can kick your butts. There's no one who can stop me, soon I'll be in all your meals. We turned and ran right out of there with soy dogs at our heels. Well, we grow all our own food now at a quaint New England farm. You can see it at our website, livemeatfreeordie.com. It takes a lot of extra work, but there's one thing that we're sure of. We don't want those extra bits of fauna in our flora. We don't want meat berry pie, hog applesauce or cucumbers crossed with snails. Don't give us veggie veal or fishy cornmeal or grapes with blubber from whales. If you offer me oats with genes from goats, then I will just say see ya. Although you might not die from a meat berry pie, it's a very bad idea. It's a very, very